For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu each held cabinet meetings after President Trump announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a ceasefire deal. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv, Israel, with details on what's expected to come out of Prime Minister Netanyahu's cabinet tonight.
The cabinet will vote later this evening to formally implement the deal, at which point Israeli forces will have 24 hours to pull back inside Gaza to agreed upon lines within the enclave. President Trump says the 20 living hostages will be released on Monday or Tuesday. Israeli media reports the exchange could take place sooner. Local hospitals already preparing for their return. The hostages will be swapped for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, 250 of whom are serving life sentences. President Trump says he'll travel to Egypt and then to Israel, where he's expected to address the Israeli Knesset about his historic achievement.
48 hostages, many of them dead, are said to still be held by Hamas in Gaza. The Trump administration continues to discuss ways to go after Antifa. Podcaster Sandy Rios told AFR's Today's Issues she's glad to see it.
You know, even before COVID, they were masking their faces in black. They are particularly cruel. They seem to have a strange cooperation with police and even FBI during January the 6th. They're deeply embedded. They are communist agitators, also anarchists. They're being paid wages. Some are making as much as $80,000 a year to go out on the streets and hurt people, attack police. Right now they're focusing on ICE, but it hasn't always been that way. They have injured and killed people that you don't even know about, and they're growing in power.
For more on this story, visit our website, afn.net. A New Jersey judge has tossed out a defamation lawsuit filed by a Roxbury High School librarian against parents who criticized her inclusion of sexually explicit books. AFN's Bob Kellogg has more.
Superior Court Judge Jonathan Romankow decided in favor of the two mothers who were being sued by Roxana Cavano, who was represented by her attorney husband. Greg Quinlan of Garden State Families thinks this is an example of leftist bullying.
It's our opinion that this lawsuit was a clear act of intimidation and lawfare by the librarian and her attorney husband, a misuse of the legal system intended to silence parents who dared to question what was being placed in front of their children.
Quinlan reports Judge Romankow stated it was hard to believe how anyone could view this as anything other than protected speech.
I would hope the schools get the message that they need a policy now, not to keep secrets from parents, but to have the parents direct their child's education and the material they see. Parents have a right to know.
He says the judge dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning the plaintiff has no action of recourse. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Well, there's a chance the Keystone XL pipeline project could get up and running again. Here's Fox's Jeff Manasso.
The Associated Press, citing an anonymous source, reports that Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney raised the prospect this week of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project during his visit to the White House, a project President Obama killed before President Trump in his first term revived before President Biden later killed. The pipeline would have moved over 800,000 barrels of crude daily from Alberta into the U.S., though it would also pit an economic impact against Canada's emission standards. No official word from the White House.
The pipeline also drew years of protest and lawsuits from Native American tribes and environmental groups. In final news, Apple has introduced a new call screening feature for iPhone users to combat nuisance calls. This tool, part of the iOS 26 update, allows users to screen calls from unknown numbers. To activate it, users must update their iPhones and enable the feature in the phone app settings. When an unknown caller dials, a Siri-style voice asks for their name and purpose. Users receive a transcription and can choose to answer or send a pre-written message. While some users find this helpful, others report issues with important calls not getting through. Find more news on AFN.net. Thanks for listening.